The crack research team of the American Studies Museum has just wrapped up its annual survey of American New Year's resolutions. This year again, the number one resolution of Americans is to watch their weight. Dr. America thinks this is a good idea. Like so many Americans, Dr. America also plans to watch his weight, but not just his body weight. It is true that more than 50% of Americans are overweight. But more importantly, it's also true that the average American consumes more than 100 pounds of materials a day. Let me say that again. Every day, on average, each of us consumes more than 100 pounds of natural resources extracted from farms, fields, forests, mines, and oceans. Americans do not live lightly on this earth. We live like giants. And one of our resolutions for the new millennium needs to be watching this consumption, which weighs heavily, not just on our bathroom scales, but on the scales of justice. We Americans don't directly see the 100 pounds plus that we consume each day, which is why it's so easy to gorge ourselves on the resources of a living planet. We are aware of about 4 pounds of waste a day that is our garbage, but the total weight of our waste encompasses far more than the paper, packaging, and food scraps that we toss casually into our garbage cans. The computer you got for Christmas, for example, weighs about 50 pounds total. But just getting it into the box generated about 100 pounds of ordinary waste, plus almost 40 pounds of toxic waste. Manufacturing the microchips, which weigh almost nothing in the finished product, also manufactured 4,500 times their weight in waste. It seems that sometimes the side effects of our consumption are larger than the effects. What hope do we have for saving these natural resources? Fortunately, we have the same aptitudes we've used to waste them: imagination, insight, foresight, and ingenuity. If we are willing, we can move mountains, including our mountains of waste. In his thoughtful book, This Place on Earth, Home and the Practice of Permanence, social critic Alan Durning contends that Americans must eventually learn to live in a factor 10 economy, an economy that provides the same human fulfillment that today's economy does, with just 1/10 the consumption of natural resources. He suggests that efficiency and enjoyment, the making of joy without the making of things, will be watchwords of the human future. Durning is one of the Weight Watchers of this promising new frontier. His organization, Northwest Environment Watch, is a model of thoughtful analysis and constructive solutions. You can find it in cyberspace at www.northwestwatch.org. Another promising Weight Watcher, the Center for a New American Dream, also offers a variety of ways to begin thinking about these issues. Visit this center online at newdream.org and start to dream a new dream. In the last 1,000 years, human resourcefulness has threatened natural resources. The task of the new millennium is to use human resourcefulness in the name of natural resources, including human beings. Fortunately, we've arrived at the place where necessity and altruism converge. We can do better, in part because we must do better. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, resolving to lose a little weight in a new way for the new year.